Many immigrants come to America looking for a better life with more opportunities. They come with widely varying levels of education and resources. Many times, generational differences lead to tension between parent and child as the child grows up in America. Gerardo Herrera moved to the United States from Peru about 25 years ago, seeking better economic opportunities.
The reason I came here is because it's to work and have a better, better life.
He says learning the language is his biggest struggle. Herrera's had various labor jobs and currently works in the billing department to provide for his wife and three children.
The school we have, I think, in the States, schools are, much better. And also there's more security for them to succeed in life.
However, his 13-year-old son, Michael, spent his first 5 years in Peru and says he'd rather live there.
I would say that I would prefer and liked growing up in Peru better. Mainly my mom and I. Like, for us here, it's like, and almost we could say it's another world. My dad, he's the kind of, I guess, the different one. Not that it's a bad thing, but it's just in his opinion. He says it's better to have a good house, have a good job, to be stable.
Dr. William Haler is a professor of sociology at Clemson. He says sometimes immigrant parents will suppress aspects of their own heritage and decide from this point on to be more American. This is especially true for working class immigrants.
The parents will come to the United States and essentially get a new start. In those situations, you have one of the tacks or strategies the parents try to adopt is one of trying to establish a clean break from the past.
But as the second generation grows older, they become curious about their ethnic heritage. Haler says that this can often create problems between kids and parents. Luckily for Michael, his parents encourage him to stay connected to his Peruvian culture.
We still eat the foods, in Peru. We celebrate, the stuff that we celebrate in Peru. And most of all, I enjoy traveling back there. This summer, I'm going to travel back there, and I never forget.
Haler says that overall, the second generation is having better outcomes than anyone predicted 30 years ago. However, he says that there is still more work to be done. Many times, the process of assimilation produces second-generation immigrants who feel comfortable living in both cultures. While Michael eventually would like to move back to Peru, he still intends to pursue his education in the U.S. because of the greater options it offers him. For Y Press, I'm Peter Shirley. Jerry Gonzalez of Radio Arte contributed to this piece.